Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Books and Betches. Not to be confused with Books and...
Wretches.
I'm Kristen, and with me I have...
the sigh of disappointment.
Your rival.
Okay.
Maria.
That's Erica and Maria. This is a book podcast. We swear, we spoil, we talk about sex, and we suck at all of it.
Yes.
Thank you for...
we suck.
Okay.
We suck. We suck at all of it.
So, if you're listening to this episode, just comment on down and say that we suck and we mess
up all the details. Don't do that.
I don't want someone to tell me I suck.
I know I suck.
They already do.
That's true. I guess keep on being you.
This week we're
doing it.
Divine Rivals.
Tell me to my face, bitch.
This week we're doing Divine Rivals
by Rebecca Ross.
Rebecca
Ross.
Okay.
The next book is actually coming out soon.
Yeah. Why did we read Divine Rivals?
So, okay, a couple months ago, I had noticed on Pango Books, which is like an app that you can resell books on.
Oh.
Like used books. I saw that the Divine Rivals version from Fairy Loot was up being resold for like $200 or more.
Oh, just kidding.
What? Just like what happened with Fourth Wing.
What?
Yes. So I was is this book
popular?
Popular.
After Christmas.
Is it?
Yeah.
The new book?
Okay.
So I asked the folks on Discord if Divine Rivals was the latest top-notch like thing. And they said, yes, this is the one that's going down the grapevine. People are reading a lot and like they were really liking it. So this was apparently trending a couple months ago.
This is YA, right?
Yes, I think so.
It has to be.
No, because
sex
can be in a young adult book.
It was barely, and they're both 19.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think he's 20.
He's definitely 19.
They're both 19.
Yeah, I just read it.
Oh,
okay, Divine Rivals. Obviously, I didn't know anything going into this. When we decided to do this batch, we mentioned like historical romance, historical fiction. And Maria, I know you said the word historical fiction a lot. And for some reason, it just didn't register in my brain that that could include fantasy. So when I started reading this book, imagine my surprise when like a house shifted. I don't think I've ever been this thrown for a loop or a tizzy in a while. So, yeah.
Well, this is historical fiction fantasy.
Yeah, I missed
that
part.
How I thought of this book and how I pictured it the whole time, if you've ever seen Carnival Row.
Yes.
People keep telling me to watch that.
Yes. Is it HBO?
No, it's Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Yeah.
That
has Carla Delevingne.
Cara Delevingne and Orlando Bloom.
Oh.
Yes, but I didn't finish season one, but I remember loving it. Yeah, season two is out right now.
So they've done absolutely terrible at like promoting this like show.
Yeah, Amazon Prime.
No, it was just not.
They also did bad with Wheel of Time season two.
Prime is horrible at promoting their shows.
They don't spend any money in advertising, whatever. No. But that's how I thought of this book in terms of like kind of like industrial revolutionary like time period. Mm-hmm. And like I always connect steampunk with that, and I know that's correct.
Not yes, so far off.
But like that was the vibes that I got was Carnival Row, which I didn't. Mm. I liked Carnival Row for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't love it. I liked it. I haven't watched.
I didn't finish
yet.
So like I remember really like being into it the first couple episodes, but I don't know what had me falling off. And when I did, I never got back to it. Like all shows I watch.
The only thing I do want to say, and this is just like a caveat, Wednesday Books does publish this series. And right now there is a like substantial boycott of them. It's Wednesday Books and Mick. I forget what the other one is. This is
Macmillan?
Terrible. No,
is that a thing?
But basically, like one of the people that control the arcs for this like publisher has been pretty pro Israel,
mm-hmm.
and because of that, they've posted some like. Trying to be neutral in saying this, like they've posted some pretty like not great shit. Like I would say on the side of racism.
Oh.
But that's why the boycott started is because one of their employees Damn. Had posted some pretty like not fucking cool shit
oh, I don't know
on their personal Instagram. And in conjunction with the fact their so their arcs work a little differently. I think they like you just request them and you get them basically.
Sure.
And basically there is a very large subset of POC people that have requested arcs and have not got them.
Wow.
So it's I don't think it's one singular thing. I think it's the
a lot of things
it's together. The two things together being okay. Like, all right, so you're posting racist shit and you're also not giving arcs out to people who are pro-Palestine, like blah blah.
Yeah. Okay.
So like I think the boycott is because of their silence.
And this is a
publisher
of the book that we're talking about today. Okay.
I don't think it's, I think well, it's thank the
you,
other one.
Thank you
so
for
I just
want to
give
out.
People context that like, we're not promoting the book in any way. Like we talked about it. We're talking about it because we read it and like, that's all. But that there is a boycott on this book or on this publisher right now to not.
I'm going to look more into that.
It's a weird thing because it's like you also don't want to not like read people's books.
Yeah, because it kind of like fucks the author over. In a way, but still. Yeah, that is.
So
weird.
I
wonder if the authors like said anything about that.
I don't really understand like
but
the complexities.
Weird to make them have to say something just because they got the chance to be published.
I know, it just sucks. That's such a shitty situation.
Why indie feels better.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, so, I mean, that's a whole nother conversation, but I want people to know that there is something.
No, thank you for that. I
would
have no idea.
I don't know anything
it's
about
in
books.
Very recent weeks, so today is November 4th.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously do your own research on like the all the complexities.
Yeah. And we record in batches, so if you see this in a couple weeks from what today is,
we read this
month and a half ago at this point.
I read it last week.
I read it like a month ago at this point.
All right, should we do a 60 seconds so we can
I think
talk
you
about
should
the
do
book?
It.
Me?
Yeah, because you haven't done one yet.
Ah, oh, fuck you
today.
Right. Okay.
And I don't want to get fucked
I just said the door one.
Yep.
Roman.
What are the other two though? Oh, we have Night's Tale, but we don't do the
we didn't do Fabio. So we
need to think of their names. Yeah. I'm not gonna get the names of the gods.
I don't know if I could even say them.
Dacry? Darcy? Dakari? What's the woman's name? That's the one that I can't remember ever. Whatever. I'll just do it. All right. Are we ready?
No. Hold on. Let me get this for you.
Hi, I'm Kate. And I'm Corinne. We host the podcast Pop Fiction Women, and our tagline is, we're complicated. What does that mean exactly? To us, it just means real, three-dimensional human beings with contradictions and conflict who also happen to be women. On this podcast, we engage in the simple but subversive act of taking women seriously. Whether it's a discussion of a classic rom-com or current hit movies written and directed by women, like Barbie or Saltburn, you can be sure we'll bring our own dynamic spin. And we recap some of the buzziest TV shows like Succession, White Lotus, and Yellowjackets. We also discuss book-to-TV adaptations like Daisy Jones, Tell Me Lies, Expats, Fleischman, and The Last Thing He Told Me. We give you a seat at the table with your favorite New York Times bestselling authors in our Complicated Conversation series, and we introduce you to the next rising star in our debut discussions. In both interview formats, we always ask the most important question of all, what's your sign? Subscribe or follow Pop Fiction Women wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read, a podcast about the books that built our souls. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. Don't miss it. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna to Jhumpa Lahiri, Susie Essman, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they talk, they share. You can join us on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes content and giveaways at You Are What You Read Podcast and at Adriana Trigiani. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
If you're new here, we attempt to do this thing where we explain an entire plot summary of a book in 60 seconds or less. This week, I'm doing Divine Rivals.
Iris is her name.
Iris. No, not her. The goddess.
Oh, Enva.
Enva. I apologize in advance. This is going to be really bad. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm not prepared at all. All right.
Okay.
Let me think.
I got to stop watching.
What happens? I don't know the god stuff that well.
The two main characters, Iris and Roman.
Yeah, I knew that. All right. I'm ready.
Keep it general. Fuck. All right. Ready?
No, I can't.
Three, two.
Iris is an author slash writer. She writes for the Tribune, and she works with this guy named Roman, who kind of sucks because he wants to like steal her spot. They have a bit of a rival, a divine rival. Yeah. On the other side of things, there's two gods that also have a rival, Dacry and Enva. Mm-hmm. Enva is the god of music or something. Goddess of music or something. She controls music. And the other god is in the underground. So he's like the devil, basically. They are having a war. And the war is actually happening IRL. And her brother, Iris's brother, is in the war. So she's writing nothing about the war. Then there's this other like publication that's writing about the war that she starts working for because her mom dies. And she ends up becoming a correspondent and going to the war. And then Roman follows her, and she discovers her brother is actually working for the bad guy, but he doesn't want to be. They escape, and her and Roman are writing letters to each other through a typewriter. You'll figure that out later. They fall in love, and we end on a cliffhanger.
Okay. You did great.
That was so hard to tie it all together.
It was hard, but you did really
well.
We're
going to have to explain this.
By we, you're going to look at me.
It's the typewriter thing that I think is the most important.
I think we could like
I almost didn't even say
unsummarize this into like two parts, right? Like there's two storylines going on concurrently.
Yep.
There is the storyline of the gods, which is you have two gods that like one of them fell in love with the girl. The guy fell in love with the girl.
Classic.
She fucking didn't like him. And then he lost his shit about it.
He like typical male kidnapped her.
Typical male behavior.
Yeah.
Right.
He just dragged her to the underworld.
Ego fucking gone. So now like the gods are fighting and
they were asleep for a long time.
But now they're fighting.
Yes.
And now they're like they have armies again. And like it's basically so spilling out over, you know what I mean? Like what's happening in the real world with people. And then you have the girl, Iris, and Roman, and they are they're competing for the same job, which like this was very slow in the beginning. I felt like I'm reading.
I'm confused. Why do gods need to bring humans into their war? It seems like a them problem.
That
is the whole confused. Like what? Why are you signing up for this war? It's a fake
Heidi mentioned
war.
This in our Discord because I mentioned that the world building was what I didn't like about this book. It didn't feel
like
I would have preferred just don't have the fantasy in it at all. Mm. Just make it actual like historical, like World War One. But that's what has been the biggest criticism that I've seen from them is that the world building is not enough.
No,
it doesn't make sense.
Maybe because it's book one.
But I think it's just because there's magic in it. They had to like make something magical.
I did not hate. I liked
the magic typewriter.
I gave this book 3 stars. I did not hate this book at all. Compared to the other books that we read this month, I actually enjoyed it.
I didn't hate it, but I also didn't like it as much. I gave it 4 stars. Highly rated.
4.26 like, and 126,000.
So this is where I'm going to... Remember how we had this kind of like discussion about Goodreads ratings and like if it has this much, is the hype really there or is it... You know, is everyone wrong? Is 100,000 people wrong? I think they are.
Yeah.
I don't find this book to be.
I think 4.2 is aggressively high, but I don't think that it deserves like a 3.5.
I don't think this book is amazing. I mean, amazing, whatever. Mm. I don't think it's.
I agree with that.
I think it's a plain book. I was bored through most of it. I didn't find their relationship that believable.
No.
Especially through Iris.
I liked the second half more than I liked the first half.
So let's just get into the story a little bit because in the first half, they are working together, right?
They're working together. They're rivals. They're both writers. They both read each other's works.
Very Hating Game.
It felt almost identical to Hating Game, which I didn't love that portion. I hated Hating Game too. So like there's that.
She's been writing letters to her brother who's in the war, but obviously they haven't been getting to him. And because I think this is the most important part of the story that I think we really have to talk about is the typewriter side of things. So when she goes home and she's typing these letters, they're going somewhere, but we don't know where they are.
Well, she puts them under her wardrobe.
Yeah, it's a wardrobe. That's what it is.
Because she could, I don't know why she couldn't send the first one, but it disappeared.
Yeah.
So she's like, I don't know what
So he's
what
getting them.
So Roman is getting them without her knowing.
He figures out
but he doesn't
that
tell
it's
her.
He
doesn't he tell
figures
her.
Out that it's her based off of personal information that she mentions and like this, that, and the other thing. I think that that's all like believable, great, whatever. Don't give a shit about that.
Sure.
For the most part. Mm. And then what I don't get is their romance is not that strong to me.
I think so he's
way too mean to her. I think
But he's
that
nice to her via... I think that the author is relying heavily on the letters.
On the rivals. Like
No, on the letters that's where they're Bond is actually, because she falls in love with this person that she doesn't know. So when she finds
out,
it's
Roman. Then
when
he's actually in real life with her, she like also likes him there too.
Immediately.
Like, but yeah.
She always had a crush. She always had a crush.
It's just like,
that's why I don't think it wasn't good. That's why it should have just been like a rivalry, but it's like a how do I say it? Like a work rivalry, that's fine. Like a fun one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a fun competition.
Where people go wrong with rivals is they make it like these people fucking hate each other.
Yeah.
And it's like you could have a fun rivalry that has that like tension, but is also fun loving. Mm-hmm. And also like
you still have the banter without them hating each
you
other.
You could have the banter without them
that didn't seem like they hated
each
other.
Yes, but like it wasn't flirtatious as a romance reader, this romance was not great.
I think
that's fair.
I'm not on his side. I believed it.
Yeah,
I believed he liked her from the start. He fell first. You could tell. On her
side, she was apathetic.
I didn't believe it at all because she would be like, "Oh, his handsome face." I can call people who I don't like handsome all day. But doesn't mean I'm going to end up liking them by the end of the book.
Right, right.
So, okay, she goes off to war.
Well, she did do that little moment where she's like, want to get a sandwich with me? And like,
which is so weird.
That was so out of place.
So yeah. But it's fine.
You're right.
Anyway, she goes off to war.
Her mom dies. She loses the promotion. She literally has like nothing left.
Yeah, it's over.
And I thought her leaving was very believable. Her being like, all right, fuck this.
Yes.
Packing it up. She's alone in this apartment. That whole thing, I actually kind of cried a little bit for that. It was really sad. But she packed her shit up and she went to war, which is wild.
Question.
And I was excited. I was like, okay, we're going on an adventure.
Do you think that she did not talk about her mom passing enough?
No, she talked about it too much, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you thought there should be more?
I just felt like she wasn't, like, sad enough.
Oh, I felt it.
No, she
and
was
maybe
sad.
Because my mom died, but I felt, like, that moment where she was, like, sitting there alone.
Especially because, like,
that
she,
shit was, like,
she
I
was
felt
hoping that.
That
she wasn't.
I think it was for the...
I think it was enough. It did not need to be more. If it was more, I wouldn't have wanted to keep reading.
Regardless. So she goes off to war, and then, what, like, a month later, he follows her? And he is
supposed
to
get... That was crazy.
He follows her into fucking active war.
That was kind of
as a guy who has a silver spoon in his in his mouth, like very, very comfortable life. And like, you don't even know if this girl fucking likes
you. It must be because of the letters. Like, that's where he really fell in love. I do think we have to touch on the fact that he's learning. Remember the whole, like, let your guard down. And, like, he's learning so much about
her. I know, but I think, like.
To me, that was.
I think you follow someone into war that you, like.
Know they like you back.
Know they like you back.
Yeah.
He is literally risking his life even getting to her.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because this is not, like, an easy path to get.
It's just wild
to where
she
they are,
couldn't
right?
figure out that it was him.
So, I mean, that's a whole other fucking part of that. But he, to me, like, this, like, then where they're together. And, like, I didn't mind, like, their relationship after that. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that it made sense and it was believable.
Yeah.
And again, like, I don't think the romance was that strong. Like, I think that there could have been better, like, tension and stuff. And
I
like,
see what you mean.
It just wasn't,
It was weird to me when she was talking about this pen pal she has and how she's like, oh, I'm feeling things for this pen pal.
Falling in love with him.
But nothing in these letters were remotely romantic.
Some of it was.
I felt that they were more, like, empathetic towards a friend. Yeah, like, hey, you should let your guard down. Hey. I had a sister that like
that's
romantic to me.
Right, I understand having a crush,
but you're developing a deeper connection.
So
to
what I think she should have done is she should have made it so that like when she was with him in person, she had more of a moral like conundrum of like I have this crush on this person, but I really
but it didn't come off right at all. No. It was like this person who I'm writing to, no idea who they are, whatever name they are, but I also randomly like Roman
too. She liked the
pen pal
better.
More. Yeah, and I'm so how do you randomly love Roman now?
You can't do that. You have to like the person in real life more.
My biggest
and try to like make that decision.
My biggest gripe was that his final letter that he wrote to her was him telling her who he is.
And he wouldn't let her read it.
And the whole not letting her read it thing was so juvenile, where they were so like weird. Throwing paper at him to it get her to stop. Like, come on. Yeah. Like, that felt very not in the scene that I was like picturing in my mind. I was like, this kind of feels dumb. That part I kind of checked out. That's
I think it
why.
Was a fun story. I think the I premise loved, is pretty cool.
I'm going to read the second book, I think. Honestly.
I love the typewriters,
I'm
though.
Into the gods. The god is what I'm into.
I'm hoping that second book has more of what I'm looking for.
Wait, so when they're together and we figure out like why they're able to write to each other, essentially their grandmother, they like created, there's three of them that created this typewriter.
I wonder who the third, where the third typewriter is.
That's what I want to know.
Was it a museum?
No, I think there's more to it.
Yeah, I don't think that that's the
yeah.
Okay. So they told me it was in a museum, so I believe the book.
If you have like
this
typewriter.
But why is it going to that typewriter and not the
exactly.
other one?
Exactly. But if you have this typewriter, essentially, there's only three of them. They can send letters to each other magically, essentially. Like, wherever you put it, like, that person will receive it on the other end, which I thought was really a cool
vibe. I thought it was a cool idea.
But, yeah, I agree. I do think there's going to be more to the third, or we're going to learn something about
the
maybe,
third. Like, the third is, like, locked into magic, and that's, like, something yeah. is locked up, or, like, I don't know. There has to be something that has to do. Why is there three, and there's only two in play? Like, whatever.
So, more, how did this, let's get to the
there's
end.
There's only two books, though.
But let's get to the end.
So I don't understand like what's going to happen in the next book.
I didn't even know.
I wonder if this was meant to be a standalone and they made him do a duology.
Well, the ending twist pissed me off so much because I called that from like 17 miles away.
Well, the brother's
away.
Always alive.
The brother is always alive.
The brother
in these
is
types
always
of
alive.
Books. Yes.
For every single like NAYA type scenario. I can't even think of a singular time where there was a question of is my brother still alive at war?
No, but
where
I
he's
called,
not actually still alive at war.
But I called that he was going to be like working for the other, and I know he like abandoned it or whatever, but I called
no,
that he was gonna
no he didn't he's abandon. Not working, he got resurrected,
yeah,
he's
yes
a zombie.
I called like him,
which like I don't think they're zombies,
no,
I think they truly
it,
resurrected,
yeah, they're just alive,
yeah,
but
so
I'm gonna call him a zombie.
So he like the town that they're in gets invaded, whatever, yes. and I think they gas him,
yes,
mm-hmm. so everyone's fucking dead,
yes,
and she gets taken out, her brother knows
and
what's
Roman's
gonna happen.
Trying to get away, but
and
he's
Roman,
got an injury.
Roman's trying to get away, he can't. He ends up getting gassed, but I guess like the god like
it
recruits
ends with the god.
The god him. Recruits people that he thinks has like fire in them and is like feisty and like whatever.
No, his was
this.
Ice.
What did they have like personality basically? And then so he resurrects Roman out of all of these fucking.
And that was how the book.
This goes. Skinny little fucking 19-year-old. And he's somehow, like, that's the guy I want.
Somehow Iris and the brother like make it back home, which is like so fucking far away. But they like camped and somehow survived.
I don't fucking know.
That
man.
Part that pissed me off as like somebody who is into the adventure side of things and navigation. I was like, how the fuck did they make it back? That's insane.
I don't know.
But that's what I was seeing. There was 30 pages left of the book. And I'm like, we are not wrapping this up. And I was like, oh, fuck, this is not a singular book. And I wish I knew that going into this.
I thought it was a trilogy. I didn't know it was a duology.
Yeah. How do you think this is going to end?
I don't even know what the next like.
How do you write more of this?
I fucking don't know. I guess it's going to have to be a pretty early conflict because you have a lot of fucking shit to flush out.
Yeah.
You have to get them reunited. There has to be some type of like tension between that. Like there, I don't know. I thought
in the second book.
No,
I thought maybe there might be a fucking if there was a third book, I would have been willing to bet there was a love triangle because this is like ripe. For the picking of like a love triangle.
I feel like
you
she's gonna ruin
you
it.
You think your person's dead.
There's no way you could wrap up their love story and the god side of things. I think she's gonna blow it on the god side of things. I really do.
I think the
I'm
think
curious.
Blown,
I'm curious.
I wish the fantasy wasn't part of it.
Mm.
So I feel like the fantasy is making me have too many expectations for this. Mm. And it fell flat.
I don't think I gave it a four, a soft four, I would say,
I think
I would pick it back up again if I end up rereading this and it's not in December.
I think I will read the second one though, just because I need to know.
I'll read it first. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to tell me what happened.
I will read the second one. It's a matter of when.
I just don't understand where you go from here. I don't understand how you wrap up the god story and their love story in one book. I don't think you can. I think you want the god story to be way more complex, which she was trying to do through like
the letters.
I don't
even know what the conflict with the gods really is.
He wanted her.
It's just,
she said
I know,
no.
But like, why are they at war?
They're divine
rivals.
She
put him to sleep. She put him and all of his realm to sleep as a like a take that.
But like,
I'm heading back to the humans.
It's so literally
why
because
are the
she
humans
didn't.
Involved?
She didn't. That's what
I think.
Get.
It should have just been a regular war.
Though like, that two side countries. Of things makes no sense to me. But he did allude at the brother alluded that there's more to this than she knows.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if unless there better be a better reason.
Yeah. There like better be. It,
there's got to be.
You know what I mean?
Right?
I sure hope the author didn't write this being like, I'll figure it out later.
Well, that's probably what
I
happened.
Hope not.
I mean, again, like, I don't think there's like a ton to say about this book.
Did
I
you
feel
read
like
this whole book?
A lot in it.
Without skimming?
Audio.
Oh, you listened to it?
I did both. Audio. I did script and...
I didn't even consider audio.
Yeah,
I started...
Script. It was on script, yeah.
I did skim a bit towards the end when they were getting married. I skimmed right through that
I thought
wedding.
That was really sweet.
Oh, yeah, that was cute.
Oh,
but again,
really
it's like war.
It.
Yeah. You know, like in true war fashion. Like that reminds me of World War I.
I think... Yeah. But I think that what was so sweet about it is they like knew that it was inappropriate to like... Do
be
it
happy.
Kind of and like be like they acknowledge the fact that like this is a crazy scenario to do while
but that's the human experience
the world is
thing,
like
nice.
Falling out behind like but no but I think we see it a lot in fantasy where like two people go at each other when there's like the world is falling around down around them but nobody like actually acknowledges that like hey we probably shouldn't do this but like let's just like enjoy it because life sucks.
How did you feel about the other characters? I'm trying to think of like so there was Marisol
found family so we have like Marisol with her wife
Addie. Okay, I thought that Marisol was supposed to be like a 70-year-old woman and then we get to the end and she's
like
talking
35.
About she's old. She's 33.
Yeah.
They wrote her like she was ancient.
I think like, she should have been like 40, 45.
Yeah, that felt better than
33. As a
31-year-old? As a 31-year-old.
I feel offended.
I felt offended too.
I wonder how old the author is.
I wonder too. But yeah, they were both 19, Roman, which that didn't feel right either. Like I felt like they should have been.
Being married at 19 seems crazy.
Yeah.
Again, it feels like World War One.
That time period.
Which
that
wouldn't
was
make more sense
then.
For them for that.
So I'm saying take the fantasy out of it. World War One. It said the year. It
but
said
the fantasy was what kept me reading.
Yeah.
They said, how did you feel about them having different days? Like they didn't have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It was
I
like,
liked that.
Here's one. Seventh day of Vin, year 1892.
Yeah,
I love that.
That was cool.
I love that.
I figured you
I
would.
I mean, it's a little corny, but I think it's cool.
No, if we're in a different world and we're doing a different thing, don't tell me it's Wednesday.
Don't tell me it's Wednesday.
So at the beginning of the
don't
book.
Don't tell me it's a random Wednesday in September.
I feel you.
I mean, time is not real.
No, tell me it's the Vin day of the fourth year in the quadrant of the moon. That's what I want out of my fantasy. Like, don't tell me it's a Tuesday in February.
Yeah,
okay, in 2003.
I got it. I'm sorry. I know she would like it.
The other thing that this book did that pissed me off, there was a that she worked with this girl named Sarah, and she was like, was this your dream to be like writing for the Tribune? And she was like, no, I wanted to be I wanted to work in a museum. And then she just like randomly out of nowhere was like, oh, the gods, like they always hated each other. Did you know that? And then tells us the entire backstory.
That's bad exposition.
And I hate when books do this, when they like, it's like a cop out. Like even in Fourth Wing, when she was like reciting information to herself, when I was telling you,
it worked out though.
It's just like so out of left field.
Her having Carver, which is Roman, tell her through
the whole story. It just felt like a lot of people.
But at the same time, it's like, how else do you like?
That's true.
How else do you do it?
So
that tells me it's not necessary.
So give me the God's point of view then, and give me their side.
Here's the thing. So if you don't do it, people are in the dark. If you do it,
I think there's a better way to
do it. And it's like too sporadic. People are like, I want more information. If
you know where it's
don't
done?
Do it, then
prologue.
You're confused.
Prologue.
It's on the prologue.
That's a great point.
Lazy.
That's a great point. So
it's,
is this.
It's not as lazy as that.
Having
but
one
sometimes
character.
Sometimes I think
telling.
There are moments where you would ask those questions.
I didn't care about the letter side of thing, but for this out of pocket comment of just being like, gods hate each other. Did you know that? Let me tell you a story
so
about
I'm
it.
Reading
when she didn't ask.
I'm reading a book right now where this girl wakes up and 3,000 years ahead of like what like when she remembered it's like 2070 or something like that, and it's nuclear winter, fucking the world
that sounds
like,
awesome,
the world is terrible.
No, but this book sounds awesome.
And then she gets frozen and it's 2,000 years ahead or 3,000 years like ahead of when she was awake.
Okay.
And then she wakes up to this guy who's and you know meets this fucking dude whatever.
You're gonna ruin
and
it for me.
He's her captive or she's his no she's he cap captures her or whatever. And then she's asking him all these questions about, because he's
that makes sense, pointy though, ears. Because she doesn't, she's completely in the dark.
That's what I mean. So it's like,
she's
I don't mind the God thing. I don't mind the narrative exposition there, because it's like,
it's,
I would be asking those fucking questions too.
Yeah.
You know where else is done poorly? The Blood and Ash series. Where she uses, what's his face? Killian, what's his name? The best
I never read Blood and Ash.
Yeah.
The second book, I think.
Where they just like ask all the questions.
She just keeps asking him like all these questions that are storytelling. It's what we're, it's where our plot is going, but she's using him to explain everything to us.
So the one that I'm reading right now, she'll ask like two questions and he'll like tell her the two answers. And then he's like, what the fuck? I don't want to talk to you about this. And then like, he'll like stop. So you get like pieces every like, when he like gets in a better mood. Here's
the biggest gripe with this book. And Maria, I think we talked about this a little bit, about the magic, right?
Yeah.
The magic system makes absolutely no fucking sense. And I struggle with magic being in this time frame. Only because the advances that magic allows you to have, I do think are more like futuristic. Like for example, there's a moment where she does some sort of like a magic thing. She says out loud, please light the lamp. This is Roman. Please light the lamp. And the light goes on. So you're telling me you have fucking Alexa, but you have to type on a typewriter. Like that to me, I struggle so hard with like, you're using.
How big and heavy is a typewriter?
So heavy. And how are you getting magic? Like, is it just the houses that have magic?
Also, the typewriter's gone.
How are you receiving? Like, that makes no fucking sense to me.
Wouldn't she have gone back and grabbed the typewriter?
Yeah, I mean,
she's already in the fucking town.
The magic itself is
that's my biggest issue with this book. I wish this magic wasn't a thing.
Yeah,
I can't make that.
If you have magic, it needs to be explained. There needs to be rules.
Magic,
there needs to be
rules. I need to know the rules of it. I need to know the parameters. I need to know where it ends and
or else you could do any. Or else, like, why would you not have money if you have magic?
Yeah.
Well, why? Because there's probably rules, but I don't know them.
Why can't the house just give you food?
Exactly.
Why can't it just produce food?
Exactly. So that's
what I'm saying. I feel like the magic part of this
didn't make any sense.
Asking for more than what I was given.
Yeah,
I expected more out of it.
That is what bothered me the most
book
about
two.
The book. And that's that's why I gave it 3 stars.
Yeah, 3 stars as well.
And I was like, damn, this is not fleshed out. And then I stepped back and I said, Kristen, it's a young adult book. And then I was like, oh yeah, okay, this isn't my, it's not for me.
Yeah.
I thought it was new adult because there was sex in it, but.
The sex wasn't, it was closed door.
No, not really.
I mean, they didn't say any word. They didn't use any
words.
It
wasn't super explicit.
It was like, he brought me to the light and.
Oh, you're right. It wasn't actually, they didn't. It was everything up until.
Didn't use any body parts in the language. None.
You're right.
Didn't.
Okay. Well, again, I liked it enough. I'll read the next book.
If you liked it and you're mad that I didn't, I'm so sorry.
I didn't hate it. That's for sure. So that's good. I am curious about
it. People in the Discord were like, oh, I disagree. I think their relationship was amazing. And I'm like, I think it's just me.
I did not think
it
was that bad.
It must be me.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I just didn't find it believable for me. It felt a little too rushed. And Kate and I talked about this too, because she was reading at the same time I was. And we both discussed how it felt a little rushed in random places.
I could see that.
It didn't feel flushed out enough for me to believe it.
Like, I could see what you guys are saying, but at the same time, as somebody who doesn't read romance like ever, to me it felt totally
maybe it's my expectations. Maybe my expectations are too high.
I think that 4.26 is too high for this book, but I also don't think it deserves a 3.5.
So we're at like a 3.8 here.
I don't know if I would even dip it into a threes, but so like
four.
Like
you think
three,
that point two is
3.9 to 4.1 maybe.
Okay. 4.1.
3 is fine for me.
Yeah.
3 to 3.5.
I gave it a 3.
That's aggressive.
No, it's my opinion.
True. It's true.
It's like that other meme. It's my opinion.
But yeah, like again, this publisher is being
this genre is
so.
Weird as fuck, and I don't know what other books are in this genre.
Outlander is what this is like.
Oh yeah, but there's no magic. Oh, there is. Yeah. She goes through the stones, but that's really it.
But that's where that's your own parameter.
But that's like
it's
a witch
just
thing.
The stone.
Yeah,
it's not a witch thing.
It's not, but it feels more witchy. Because
but
the
that's
moon.
Where it's done well.
Yes, I agree.
See, like we don't have to know
once
that
we're
there's
there,
more magic.
I don't like this genre.
Yeah. I like Outlander.
I don't
though.
Like the show.
No. I do want to say how this began.
I would never
with
read
us.
The book.
In the beginning, Erica started this book before we did, and Erica was adamant that this was steampunk. And I,
that made me so mad because I kind of want to
find the text.
I got fucking pumped. I was like, it's steampunk.
I was like, when she said it, I don't know why steampunk.
It's because it was like industrial typewriters and like
literally that's not there was steampunk. A typewriter and America goes, it's steampunk. That's how you know we're millennials because I'm in what world.
I don't know what steampunk
does
is
a typewriter.
Okay. Erica was like, okay, finished Divine Rivals. It started out slow and I didn't like it, but ended up liking it a lot in the end. The audiobook was good. Worked up to 2x speed, cruised through it. And I go, I'm about 20% in. It doesn't sound steampunk to me. And Erica's like industrial. They're on typewriters. And I go, it's giving 1940s. I thought it was just historical fantasy. Erica's like, oh man, I don't know. I'm like, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's just historical fantasy. Erica's like, I think so too.
Yeah.
I didn't fight it.
I don't know why you thought it was steampunk.
I don't either, but
you got me really excited. I was like, oh my God, this is great. Steampunk. I'm so into that.
It's not.
I started reading it and I was like, in what fucking world?
In what world?
It's not steampunk.
Because to me, steampunk is my first example I could give you is Wild Wild West with Will Smith. That is steampunk.
Is it? I've never seen it, so I don't know.
Down to the...
Or like Mad Max.
Mad Max is
one of my favorite movies of all time. What's the one where the cars are like the world that they live on and they battle each other? There's a movie. I actually just watched
it.
It's a book. We should do that one. That would be sick.
What?
Should we do a steampunk?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh my God, let me figure out what this is. Somebody's screaming.
She hates
somebody
steampunk.
Is screaming at us
if
right
I
now.
If I do the movie.
The movie's really good.
I'll
we should do the movie.
The movie.
Let me think on what it is actually
I don't mind
called.
The movie. I love Mad Max. I love...
Mad Max was great.
All of these.
Anyway. But yeah, that was a funny moment for us.
I think this book would actually serve well as a television show.
Mortal Engines. Let's do...
Oh,
I love
Mortal
Engines.
I always get Mortal Engines confused with Mortal Instruments.
I thought you were going to say Mortal Kombat, and I was about to be like, bitch.
I'm
a millennial. I know what Mortal Kombat is.
Let's do a Mortal Engines episode.
Okay.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I've seen that title around a ton.
You
I
just have to...
I always confuse it with Mortal Instruments.
Let's do that as a movie.
Okay.
And then maybe one steampunk book just to try it, because I've never read steampunk. Have you guys ever read steampunk?
Hugo Weaving?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a
That's
few.
Agent Smith.
Yeah.
Mr. Anderson.
Let's do Mortal Engines and maybe read
love
one.
Him.
Let's read one steampunk.
Is Matrix a book? Because I could totally
We
love-
gotta try it. Let's try it. I've never read a steampunk. It would be fun. You know it would be fun.
I have
know.
To pick it.
Okay, fine.
I'll find one.
I swear to God, if it's a weird steampunk romance, fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let
yeah.
me look too.
You want more weird books?
Let's all pick one.
I'll find something.
We should do a batch of each of us just pick a book.
We keep saying this, we don't do it.
Yeah, okay. I know.
All right.
Mine's right there. But
you know what?
Long.
I'm going to close it out. Follow us on Instagram and YouTube and everything else because nobody ever listens to the end of our episode.
That's
so
not true.
Instagram
whatever.
Is books_n_betches, BETCHES.
Keep going.
YouTube is books and batches.
Yeah,
podcast,
you don't have to say YouTube
so
one.
All of the whatever.
Follow us on TikTok. We don't have a Patreon anymore, so suck a dick. Get us on
what?
This is why I do it.
Get us on.
Get us,
get
the
us on the Discord. What?
Get us to the goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh. Thank you.
You guys. Bye.
Jesus. Never again.